McAllister, Director of Planning for City of Newport News.
Awesome. Thank you, Ms. McAllister. With the zoning change that happened between 2018 and 2020, I just have one more question about that, which is, what you said was that the public housing that was there was demolished due to the proximity to the coal terminal.
Now say that again. Someone walked in my office.
Oh, that's okay. I was just saying that, could you really quickly summarize what we just said, or that why was that public housing demolished on that side of Jefferson Avenue?
Well, it was old. It was old. It was, it could not be rebuilt. And because of the proximity to, I'm not going to say proximity to the coal yard, but people did not like being that close to the coal yard, and we didn't like people being that close to the coal yard, and we didn't like that people being that close to the interstate, and because of that, and because it had basically lived its useful life, it was an opportunity to remove it.
Right. Okay. And I just have kind of one particular question about how the coal dust was affecting,
I can't tell you how the coal dust was affecting people, because I really don't know.
Okay.
I just know that, you know, when you look at the housing that was there, you also have to take into consideration that the housing was in a condition that it needed to be removed, and it also may have had an impact on whatever, you know, health concerns was going on too. You know, you have the old housing, it didn't have central air, I don't know about heat, but I know it didn't have central air. You have, so people are going to have their windows up, and you have the interstate, and you get a lot of particles and things coming off the interstate, coming off brakes and all of that stuff. And then you have the industrial across the interstate.
Right. That all makes a lot of sense. I was just trying to get a sense if there's any kind of documentation around whether it was more of an air quality concern or like soil quality.
What concern about what?
About how all of the about the specific measures around what the contamination was affecting, like if it was mostly affecting air quality or soil quality.
Yeah, I'm not an environmental scientist, so I really can't answer that question. I think that may be something for the health department, maybe.
Okay, thanks. I was just wondering if you were aware of any, like, documentation that occurred as part of that, like, you know, the legal process of changing the zoning there.
Well, the legal process of changing the zoning was really a city that was basically the City of Newport News, based on the fact that there was a use that wanted to go there.
Oh, there was a there was something that wanted to be sited there that needed different zoning.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I see. Okay. I've just been doing some interviews with different folks in the community to try to understand the coal dust better. So something that I've heard was that the zoning change had come from Housing and Urban Development. Is that true?
No, it is not true. The zoning change came from the City of Newport News. City Council approved the zoning change.
Oh, okay. Okay. And so that was between 2018 and 2020?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
Great. Do you think that's something that I could search on the city's website for like meeting minutes where that was approved?
Yeah, city council's website is probably all out there.
Okay, great. You don't happen to like, you don't happen to have like a more specific sense of like what time of year that might have gone through city council?
I mean, we have the files here, but they're not here in my office.
Oh, okay.
But I know it was between 28. It was either 2019, probably 2019, somewhere in that area. Yeah, I'd have to look that up, and I don't have that in front of me right now.
Okay. Okay. Well, if you look it up and you find out, I would really, you know, that would be super helpful to me. And so the demolitions happened before the zoning change?
Yes.
Okay. When did those homes get demolished?
That was probably back in 2010, 8, 9, 10, 11, probably.
Okay.
Or maybe 11 and 12, but that was back, that's been a while.
Okay, got it. Okay, well,
if you want to know exactly when they were demolished, you need to call the housing authority.
The housing authority, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Great, okay, well, thank you so much.
And so exactly what is this?
Yeah, of course. So my project is with the Repair Lab out of the University of Virginia. I'm working in support of some local practitioners and residents who are interested in making information about the coal dust more accessible to community members. So I'm creating a podcast, like an audio documentary about the issue in both Newport News and Norfolk. And so the whole thing will be out and published in spring of next year.
Well, please make sure you call the right people and get the facts and not just listen to what people may be telling you in the community.
Okay, got it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's actually what I'm trying to do with you on the phone right now, so thanks for helping me understand.
Okay. All right,
great. Just one more question, actually, before we go. So there are... am I correct in understanding there's also brownfields in that area?
Brownfields in what area? In the area west of Jefferson Avenue?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, it used to be housing. I don't think there's brownfields there because people live there.
Okay.
I mean, at some point, you know, I mean, I don't know, but I would think that if you have housing there, that you would have had to have. So what did the community say used to be there?
Oh, housing.
Making a brownfield. What was before the housing?
I don't know. I don't know what was before the housing.
I don't think it was a brownfield site.
Okay.
Not, you know, based on the definition of brownfields.
Okay.
It was a redevelopment. It's a redevelopment site.
Right. Yeah, that's That's different. I just I had heard that that area where the maritime training, the Virginia Peninsula Community College Maritime Training Facility is going, was like adjacent to or really nearby an area that had been designated as a brownfield.
I'm not aware of that.
Okay. Do you know who I could ask to get more information on that?
You could probably talk to someone in development.
Okay.
Development or the housing authority. The property was owned by the housing authority, and it was just recently transferred to Economic Development Authority, but either agency should be able to answer that question.
Okay, the housing authority. Okay. Well, that makes sense.
All right.
All right, well, that's my last question. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your time.
Okay, no problem.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.